Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Buck Brief. Today, we're doing a debate preview. Now, for those of you who are going to say, I'm not even watching the debate, I don't care. Well, let's talk about that. Why don't people care? Why isn't this more of a thing? Usually a presidential debate would, for those who follow politics, be a really big deal. So we'll discuss that and what it means about the general election and the 2024 election and some other very important topics as well. Let me start with this. Okay, you've got four people, though, on this stage. So let's have this discussion, shall we? Four things to watch in tonight's primary debate. And if you're listening to this on Thursday or Friday, just note that my analysis, I'm sure, will prove to be incredibly astute and prescient and even predictive. I'll throw that out there. Predictive analysis with all this. So we've only got four candidates on the stage. You are going to have Vivek Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Governor Chris Christie. Now, here's what I think. First of all, Governor Christie even making it to the stage is interesting in and of itself. What really is he trying to do at this point? And I mean that. I'm starting with him because, to me, Governor Chris Christie has no serious plan to be the next president. I don't think he thinks he's going to be president. I don't think anyone thinks he's going to be president. And he hasn't been able to do anything to really knock down Trump support in any meaningful way, which I thought was really the primary reason he was even in this game, right? He was trying to throw his weight around, so to speak, and show that he could stand up to Trump, who he says is a bully and all this other stuff. Okay, well, with that in mind, the polls for Trump have actually shown that in recent months, not only has his not only hasn't he lost votes, but Trump's ceiling, so to speak, has been expanding. his ceiling has been of support has been increasing. People have been falling toward Trump, not away from him. And that's just what the polls show you. He's at over 50% support now in the GOP. A lot of people had been saying earlier on, oh, he's at 40-something percent. He's, and here's the thing. I don't recall Chris Christie, in recent memory at least, taking anywhere near the kind of strong position against some Democrats that he has, in this case, against Donald Trump, right? I mean, Christie is known for being a brawler, but he only wants to brawl with a Republican that he has no chance of beating. That strikes me as a little bit strange. Okay, now Vivek Ramaswamy. Why is he still in this thing? Well, Vivek is a smart guy. He likes the media attention. That is true. That is clear. I think anybody who's running for president does, but I think Vivek likes it more than others. And for him, it's just a brand building exercise. For Vivek, this is getting more time on the stage to show people his stuff, to show people what he's got. And perhaps this is an audition for a cabinet role in a Trump administration, or really it's meant to put him in a senior role going forward for 2028, right? Or a top position among the possible contenders for all of this. Okay, that's all what I see with Vivek Ramaswamy. Nikki Haley, the choice of the donor class. You know, remember what it was? Pepsi, the choice of the next generation, right? Nikki Haley, the choice of the super rich plutocrats in the GOP. She's the donor class candidate. That is obvious. She's the GOP candidate from 20-something years ago. She seems to think that forever wars are actually a good idea, which is, I think, disqualifying in and of itself, at least in terms of who would be best to run the country. But, you know, Nikki Haley is certainly making her moment happen here by getting to the place where she's pretty much tied with Ron DeSantis. She's pretty much neck and neck with Ron DeSantis in some of the polls, I should say. And then we'll get into DeSantis. But first up, you know, these days, if you say the wrong thing, and by wrong, I mean unwoke, you could lose your job. You could lose your reputation. There are things that you thought were your right in this country, where you had freedoms that could be protected, but they're actually not protected anymore. So that's why I want you to check out Patriot Defender, because you can defend yourself. The next time you speak up at a school board meeting about vaccine mandates, or, you know, you have some incident where you share your opinion and you're unconstitutionally attacked, maybe you're slandered in the media, Patriot Defender has your back. Go to patriotdefender.com. They are a membership organization that will provide you things like open and concealed carry defense, IRS audit assistance, reputational harm defense, weaponization of government agencies. Look, it's a very minor month-to-month expense to be a member, and it is so worth it because they will have your back. They will support you if your rights are unfairly attacked by the government or by the woke left. Go to patriotdefender.com. That's patriotdefender.com. Check this out today. All right, now, Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSanctimonious, as Trump calls him. DeSantis. DeSanctimonious is a better nickname. But neither of them are particularly good nicknames. Sleepy Joe was an all-time great, and Low Energy Jeb was probably the best of the, although Crooked Hillary, okay, Crooked Hillary might have won him the presidency. But the DeSanctimonious nickname is not, it's not a good nickname. I just objectively, I'm not saying I'm for DeSantis or for Trump. I'm just saying I don't think that's Trump's best nickname work. That's all. But Ron DeSantis is in this one. And here's what I see. As you all know, and I don't try to hide any of my feelings on this. I think Ron DeSantis is a fantastic governor. I think he set the standard for Republican governor in this country. And it is possible to really like and support multiple people in the Republican Party at any given time. So I have nothing but good things to say about Ron as governor. The candidacy for president just based on the numbers, has not been where we want it to be. If you're a DeSantis supporter, if you're a Trump supporter, you love it, right? And if you hear, by the way, a dog barking in the background, we are crate training Ginger, and she hates her crate. So you may be catching a little bit of, she's fine. She's got toys in there. She's got everything. But Ginger, the Australian Labradoodle, does not like being away from me or Carrie or me at any point in time. So if you hear anything, don't worry. The dog's fine. She's just whining because she doesn't like being in her crate. All right. Back to Ron. Ron hasn't had the campaign that he was hoping to, that he thought he would. So when you look at what the future is here, it's either Iowa or bust, I think, right? He either wins in Iowa or else what is he really staying in this presidential contest for? I mean, I don't think that he's going to get momentum after Iowa and New Hampshire and going into Super Tuesday. I just don't see that happening. So it's all or nothing for Ron DeSantis. He has to win Iowa. Maybe then some dominoes start falling and things change dramatically, but right now, I mean, you just look at the betting odds. The betting odds are that Donald Trump is going to be the next Republican nominee. But let's talk about expectations for tonight and how these candidates, I think, will try to make a moment for themselves, make a name for themselves. You can determine whether the towels on your next hotel stay are any good within just a few seconds of using them, right? Because they might feel soft to the touch, but are they absorbent? When you buy new towels from MyPillow, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Look, I love the My Towels. Let me just talk to you about this. I've got these in my home now. They're phenomenal. You can try them for 2 months to see how much you really like them. 60-day money-back guarantee. But once you try these, the six-piece towel set is amazing. Introductory low price of $29.98 with promo code BUCK. That's MyPillow.com. Use promo code BUCK. So just go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code BUCK. You can get six-piece towel set for $29.98. If you want the premium line, it's just $20 more. $20 more for a six-piece towel set. Find this offer. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials square. Check out the new My Towel six-piece towel set and get 50% in savings. That's MyPillow.com. Enter promo code BUCK. You'll get 50% off the new My Towel six-piece towel set. You're going to absolutely love it, and this is something you need to have at home. Get new towels. Your towels are probably old and worn. You know, we just sort of think towels last forever because they don't totally disintegrate. No, you want to have better towels. Get the My Towel set. All right. Now, where are we with what's going to happen tonight? Vivek and Haley are going to be going after each other on that stage. That is for sure. They don't like each other. Ron DeSantis, I think. So, I mean, that by the way, that's just, I think that's clear at this point. They don't like each other. Truly. And I'm not really sure where that comes from, other than I think they both have convinced themselves that the other is a phony. I think that Vivek thinks Nikki Haley is a, you know, Boeing, Lockheed, Forever War, donor class shill. And I think Haley thinks that Vivek is a disingenuous, smarmy, say anything at any moment in time, so that he can try to, you know, swindle some Trump voters into supporting him because he's like Trump, but he's not Trump. So she thinks that that's really distasteful, and they don't like each other. Chris Christie, as I was really started out, I started out talking about him because I'm surprised he's even on the stage. He's just going to take big shots at Donald Trump and see how that goes. He's just going to do everything that he can to make a mark by going after Donald Trump. And then there's DeSantis. What is DeSantis's pathway here? Or what are you going to hear from DeSantis? Because really, this is more about connecting with the audience than it is any policy, right? This is more about what is the audience perception of the individual as they sort of finish up the night, or if they only watch for a few minutes, do they like this guy or gal? And that's where Ron DeSantis, I think, really has to make an effort. Because he's very strong. If you're a conservative, Ron DeSantis is fantastic on policy. And if you care about results, he's been a phenomenal governor. But sometimes he lacks that connectivity with the folks. I don't know how else to say it. I think that's where it is. And so when you start to factor in that, or rather, if you could factor that in, and if you could see some movement in the polls for Ron DeSantis that would be helpful, or that would be moving in the right direction, that would be a place where he could probably pick up some ground. There are people who think he should really go after Trump and make his case that way. I don't know if that's a wise move at this point. But it is make or break time. So maybe Ron decides to take a page from the Chris Christie book and just say Donald Trump won't show up to debate, isn't able to beat Joe Biden. I mean, I think if he really wants to be president, he probably has to make that case tonight, even if it doesn't do very much for him in the polls. You know, artificial intelligence is dominating headlines in the tech world, and AI is going to have an undeniable impact in the world around us. But according to tech expert Colin Tedards, this is just the beginning of this new era of AI, and it could make you incredibly wealthy. In Colin's mind, there's one mega tech company that is all in on AI, and he thinks that this could have a huge impact, maybe even bigger than the internet itself over time. Through Colin's knowledge, he's found a little-known supplier that supplies a key piece of technology that makes this new phase of AI possible. He's confident anyone who gets in could see massive gains. Some billionaires are already in buying frenzy for shares. But get all the details now. Go check it out for yourself. Go to newaiproject.com. 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 Paid for by Brownstone Research. Newaiproject.com. So here's my prediction. I guess I started save the best for last. I don't think you'll see any movement in any of the polls that are meaningful after tonight's Republican debate. I think that a lot of people are just going to tweet out Trump won in the middle of it because it's just too much of a gulf at this point. It's too much of a distance for the candidates to make up. And we'll see if I'm wrong. If I'm not wrong, it's all Iowa or it's Trump, right? Meaning that it's all in on Iowa for Ron DeSantis or else Donald Trump becomes the next nominee. And I think Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. So the good news is, no matter what, if you're a Republican, there are reasons to be optimistic going forward. That's it for today's Buck Brief on the debate specifically. We'll have more for you. So check out these Buck Briefs. Shields high. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit Framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started. That's Framebridge.com.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.